Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. This is Chuck with this Saturday Select edition of Stuff You Should Know. And this week I picked out a little show called Why Do Men Have Nipples? And that's how you have to say it in your head when you read it out loud. This is from January 10th, 2013. And if I remember correctly, it's just kind of an interesting episode. I think Josh and I were looking at each other one day with our shirts off. I was like, why do you have nipples? He went, why do you have nipples? And that's generally how most of our shows get started. So give it a listen, and I hope you enjoy it.
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. There's Charles W. Chuck Bryant, and we're doing this. We're doing it.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, we're recording our podcast, Stuff You Should Know. You probably know because you tuned in.
Yeah.
So welcome.
And listener, if it was an accident, hey, welcome to the party.
Talk about serendipity.
You're about to learn about male nipples.
Yeah, you are.
Talk about a party.
Yeah. You got them, I got them.
We all do.
Do you want to talk about chromosomes for a second?
Sure.
Okay, Chuck. You and I each have 23 chromosomes in our body. We talked a little bit in Designer Children, I think.
Yeah.
About a little genetics overview. We're not going to go into that now. But the 23 chromosomes, if you put a man and a woman side by side, or their chromosomes side by side, 22 of the 23 chromosomes are going to be exactly alike. It's that 23rd that gets you.
Yeah.
The 23rd chromosome either has a pair of X's or an X and a Y.
That's right.
Pair of X's equals a woman, XY equals a man. Okay?
We're not that far apart.
We're really not. And that becomes very, very clear when we're in utero, because sexual dimorphism, which is the inward and outward differences between genders, between male and female,
uh-huh,
like hoo-hoos and ha-has and that kind of stuff.
Pee-pees and cuckoos.
Sure. those are all hammered out in the course of our development on the 23rd chromosome, right?
Yeah.
A lot of it you come out with, right? You were born with a vagina or a penis.
Yeah, or both.
Right. But a lot of it is also set up to be kicked in when puberty happens.
That's right.
But still, there's differences, there's changes, and it's all because of this 23rd chromosome. Some of the things, though, can go either way. And depending on what happens when puberty comes along, either nothing's going to happen to this equipment, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
Or a lot of crazy things happen to it. And one of those the good examples of this are nipples.
Yeah.
There's a really great question. Why do men have nipples, Chuck?
Yeah. I have a funny little story about this. My sister and I were hanging out about 15 years ago, and they had a male dog, and I was rubbing the belly, and the dog had very, like, just pronounced nipples, more so than you would usually see on a male dog.
Okay.
And I guess I never noticed before, and I was just like, I was kind of grossed out. I was like, God, why does your dog have nipples? And she's like, you have nipples. And then it just, like, it was an awakening.
Blew your mind.
Blew my mind.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, you're right, I do. Why? And I never really researched things like this back then. And now I know why.
Now we know why.
Yeah.
And we should say this is the generally accepted explanation. It's not necessarily scientific fact, but it is. This is pretty much why.
Yeah, most mammals, in fact, most male mammals have nipples. I think mice, stallions, and
platypi.
Yeah, the male platypus is among the handful of animals that of mammals that where the boys are born nipple free.
Which is weird because. As Conger points out, Kristen Conger from Stuff Mom Never Told You,
yeah,
she wrote this article, and she points out that you can make the case that mice are more evolved in that respect than human males.
Yeah, ours could be a flaw.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Well, let's talk about this. So there, in back in 1999, right before Y2K, it's Y2K fever, Yale University researchers released a study that said, hey, we've gotten to the bottom of this mystery of why or how male mice don't grow nipples. They're just completely, seriously, go out in your yard right now, trap a mouse, pick it up by its tail, and examine its
little belly.
No nipples.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Or if it's got nipples, that means it's a little lady.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the way you tell.
That's right.
One of the ways you tell with mice.
And it's because of a protein.
Mm-hmm.
PTH little r P.
Yeah.
It's always so exciting when they give them names like this. After mice are, after their mammary tissue starts to form, produces this protein, and in male mice, it signals the cells to form male hormone receptors, and it basically destroys the tissue.
Yeah.
Like in utero, correct?
Yes, because boy mice and male and female mice. They all develop mammary tissue.
Yeah.
Which gives you all the equipment for nipples and breasts and milk ducts and all that stuff.
They just destroy theirs before they're born.
Yeah, that protein signals it to be destroyed in male mice. Prepare for the mind blower now. Boys and girls as humans undergo a very similar process in utero as well.
Yep.
Before that sexual dimorphism that's really carried out by the 23rd chromosome begins, we both genders, start to develop mammary tissue.
Yeah.
And develop all the equipment. It's called milk lines.
Yep.
They're like kind Connor, of like...
Connor calls it the plumbing. We have the same plumbing.
Right, exactly.
Which is kind of funny and true.
Yeah. We develop this plumbing before it's decided or before we start to... develop sexual traits.
Right.
So it's almost like if you look at a timeline of sexual development, the nipples come first.
Yeah.
So that they're not associated as far as the, I guess, nature's concerned
right.
with male or female
nope.
in humans.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. So we don't have a protein that takes care of this, the nipples in males. So men are and boys and girls are born with pretty much exactly the same setup. Until puberty.
That's right. And that's when the hormones kick in. Estrogen in girls is going to cause breast growth and mammary gland development.
Yeah.
And that's when things diverge.
You know what really stood out to me on this? That means that our nature's default setting, as far as humans are concerned, is female.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty neat.
It is pretty neat. Well, you know, women are the seed of everything.
Sure.
Seed of life.
That's right.
That's
what everybody calls them.
The seed of life.
Yeah.
So the simple answer then is the reason we have nipples is because we've always had nipples, and through the years, evolution never said, you know what, you don't need nipples.
No, and I think the case has been made that the reason men still have nipples is because nipples are so vital to female reproductive success.
Yeah.
That there's no, Conger points out, there's no adaptive pressure
right.
to select nipples out of men.
Yeah, it's such a vital function.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like, we don't want to possibly mess with anything,
right.
so everybody gets nipples, okay? Just
yeah.
live with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's why men have nipples, because nature's default setting for humans is girls.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I love my little nipples. I'll just come out and say it.
You do.
Well, I think it would be odd to not have them.
I don't think so.
It'd
take
weird,
a little
dude.
Getting used to, but I think it would not look odd.
You know, we did our Barbie podcast. Has that come out already?
Yeah.
And there are people on the web that will teach you how to make nipples for your Barbie dolls.
I saw that.
Or Ken dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like very realistic looking ones.
Very realistic. But yeah, you'd look like a Ken doll. It would just be weird.
I don't think Ken looks abnormal without nipples.
That's because it's a doll. Yeah. He also doesn't look abnormal without a penis.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I think you would be a little distressed if you woke up one day without nipples. Or maybe you'd love it. Maybe it's a new lease on life for you.
Yeah, I'd be like...
You just go bare-chested everywhere.
This is great. I'm a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we said, Chuck, something that's kind of interesting, if you ask me. If you take a 6-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl, mm-hmm. a prepubescent boy and prepubescent girl,
yeah.
and you compared their mammary glands,
yeah.
the whole mammary operation they've got going on, they're virtually the same. And it's not until estrogen comes along that the differences really change. The fat develops, so the breasts get bigger.
Yeah.
These milk ducts develop. You've got all this process that just kind of takes these things that are almost latent and turns them into functioning breasts.
Yeah.
Right? If we found, if you expose a man to estrogen, he could conceivably lactate himself. That's part two of this. We didn't even put that in the title because we didn't want to just blow your minds right out of the gate.
Yeah.
But the point is men have nipples because girls have nipples, and men can lactate because women can lactate.
Yeah, and in fact, as little babies, you and I might have lactated. Who knows? when the hormone prolactin is what... facilitates breast milk production in new moms. When they can actually pass this along in utero to their fetus, and that little baby can come out, if they get enough of that passed along,
yeah.
with the ability to lactate, both little boys and little girls, and it's called witch's milk.
Mm-hmm.
Only lasts a couple of weeks usually.
Yeah, I'll bet it's a distressing couple of weeks if you're the parent. Like, what is going on?
Well, I'm sure it's explained. There's all sorts of weird things that can happen right away that you're like, what?
Yeah.
And I think usually doctors are like, don't worry. The little fontanelles, the brain will grow together. Or not the brain, the skull will grow together
right.
at some point.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the soft
Just
bones.
Don't pat it on the head. That
yeah. So that, yeah, witch's milk, it occurs. And I don't know how rare it is. She didn't say, but...
It's rare-ish.
Is it?
Yeah. Even rarer is spontaneous lactation in adult men.
Yes.
And that's called galactorrhea, which does not sound very pleasant.
No, it doesn't.
But essentially, if you lack enough testosterone that your estrogen levels are comparatively high,
yeah.
you can suffer galactorrhea, which basically is male lactation, spontaneous male lactation.
Yeah, but Conger points out it could be, you know, the cause of alarm, though, if you're an older man, correct? Is that just because of the testosterone deficiency?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Darwin thinks, hey, maybe early man breastfed, like full-on breastfed.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? Maybe they did.
Who's to say? Are we to say? No.
Charles Darwin.
Yeah. So you've got galactorrhea is a possibility. Witch's milk is a possibility. Two ways that... human males can spontaneously lactate. And we're not the only ones who do. There's a type of bat that was discovered to lactate spontaneously. And a surprising amount of animals over the course of the last century or two have been exposed to all sorts of different tests to make them spontaneously lactate.
Hmm.
A steer was made to lactate. Do you know how surprised that steer must have been?
Yeah.
But we found that if you can increase estrogen levels and trigger the release of prolactin, you can make men produce milk.
Right.
And it happens sometimes. So the prolactin is produced by the thyroid gland, right?
Yeah.
The pituitary gland?
Yeah, and women, when they have a little baby, it really ramps up like 10 times as much.
Exactly. So what they found is that after a baby's born, dads suffer... I guess suffer's not the right word. Dads experience an increase in prolactin production too. Normally, it's not enough to cause lactation, but they suspect you can make it happen if you are Okay, so this is really strange. If you hold a baby to your breast,
yeah,
and your nipple, and you're a man, and you're the father, so you're already kind of like prolactin high.
Sure.
You could conceivably trigger the production of milk if you did that repeatedly over the course of like a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's like it's a physiological response and biological, I guess, sort of all wrapped up into one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have like sympathy lactation almost.
Yeah, and it's happened 2002 in Sri Lanka, right?
Yeah, I didn't actually get to look this guy up, so I don't know a whole lot about him other than the fact that he breastfed his daughters after his wife died.
Yeah, his wife died during childbirth, and he took over.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is. But another way to lactate is if you're starving, Chuck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was this one POW camp, Japanese POW camp, and in just one there was 500 cases of men lactating. Spontaneously.
For each other?
No.
To live on? Or?
No, you would think. Actually, what happens is, so your pituitary gland produces prolactin,
mm-hmm.
And your liver is typically charged with eating up excess hormones, right? When you're starving, both of them kind of slow down. But when you start to eat normally again,
yeah,
your pituitary gland starts functioning quicker than your liver, so you have higher levels of hormones, including prolactin, hence you have starving men who lactate.
Wow. That's a reality show. Some sort of island. Lactation
yeah.
Island, I don't know.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
All 12 episodes of The Passage are available now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And there's a tribe, the Aka, pygmy tribe in Africa. There's about 20,000 of them. And this dude, it was documented that they men breastfeed their children. And this dude went and lived with them. And not only that, it's amazing. They're known as the best fathers in the world because they spend 47% of their time, 47% of the time their babies are within arm's reach of the father.
Oh, that's neat.
Which is far and away more than any other culture in the history of the world.
Right.
47%. And the gender roles in this Aka tribe are completely interchangeable. Like, sometimes the men go out and hunt, the women take care of things.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the women go out and hunt, and the men wash the clay pots and take care of the children.
Huh.
And it's just, they don't know gender roles like that.
Wow.
And it's just completely interchangeable. It's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
That was a question that kind of Darwin raised, like, well, wait a minute, maybe we used to breastfeed, men used to breastfeed, and that's why we have this, which would make it vestigial, right? Like wisdom teeth or appendix, it's something that we used to use that we don't anymore, so it's just superfluous.
Sure.
Or it's possible that we can, in a pinch, do it, which would not make it vestigial because we could still conceivably use it, like
right.
what they had in Sri Lanka or the Akka. I guess the big question that it underlines is like why? If men can do it, why aren't we?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you do that? Especially if we live in generally monogamous cultures.
Well, I think probably because of evolution, because women did it for tens of thousands of years
right.
only. Like if we had kept doing it, if early man did do that
mm-hmm.
and they just kept doing it, then today you and I might be like, hey, I'll pump and dump today, honey.
Exactly.
Don't worry about it.
So let me ask you this. If we used to do it, even if we didn't used to do it,
right.
the very fact that we're equipped to do it,
mm-hmm.
like under the right conditions, under the right chemical baths, you and I could lactate right
yeah.
now. Right?
Let's have a party.
As our cultures become more and more monogamous, and we get further and further away from males going around and spreading their DNA with as many mates as possible, and instead pair up.
Yeah.
Then it's entirely possible that 10,000 years from now, men and women will both breastfeed. We've got the equipment.
Yeah.
It's possible it'll just get easier and easier for us to do it, and then we will breastfeed as well.
Interesting.
It is.
Well, it's apparently quite a bonding experience between mother and child.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd do it. Jerry just laughed. I was not breastfed, however.
Oh, you weren't?
No, man. I was the child number 3 and
your mom was over it?
Yeah, she's just like, no more.
Yeah.
So I've never looked into the ramifications of that psychologically, if that matters.
It seems like you turned out okay.
No comment. So before we sign off, I guess we should raise the point that because we do have a lot of the same anatomy underneath, men can get breast cancer. It's,
right.
It's not rare, but it's not super common. I think in 2012, about 2,200 American men were diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yeah.
And so it happens. You never hear about it. There's nothing to be ashamed of, guys.
And that's a high enough rate.
Yeah.
To say, for some to say, like, well, then that means that nipples should be selected out in men. And probably
right.
will eventually.
Well, therein lies what we mentioned earlier is the fact that it could be just a flaw.
Yeah.
An adaptive flaw over the years.
Yeah. What about third nipples, additional nipples? Did you know that they happen most frequently in males
yeah.
and on the left side?
It's interesting.
1 in 40 newborns has an extra nipple.
Yeah. Have you ever seen these?
Yeah, they don't usually look like a full-on nipple.
Yeah, sometimes it'll look like a birthmark or something like that.
It has a tooth growing in it.
But, Chandler had the third nipple in Friends, right?
Yeah, right. It's a superfluous, so did Krusty the Clown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't think I knew that. Yeah, 1 in 40, that's way more common than I think. That means that I know a few dudes that have a third nipple. They probably just hadn't told me.
I don't think I know 40 people.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
All 12 episodes of The Passage are available now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I never thought I'd take my 3 young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery. But that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian Mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuff you should know.
You're so weird.
You got anything else?
Nope.
Okay, well, if you want to learn more about male nipples, male lactation, evolution, vestigial stuff, you can type in "Why do men have nipples" in the search bar at HowStuffWorks.com, and it'll bring up this article. And I said search bar, which means it's time for listener mail. Whoa. I guess I need to stop myself.
Stop.
We have a television show coming out where I play Josh, you play Chuck, and the television show is called Stuff You Should Know.
That's right.
It's coming out on Science Channel January 19th, Saturday, at 10 and 10:30 p.m. Two episodes for the big debut.
That's right. And we are debuting after the season 3 premiere of Idiot Abroad with Ricky Gervais and Carl Pilkington.
Yes.
Which we're excited about. That's a great lead-in for us. And if you don't have cable and you don't have Science Channel,
or even if you do and you're like, I love that and I want to see it 800 times.
Yeah, you can get it on iTunes,
right.
We're told now. They are making the shows available on iTunes for purchase the day after the episode airs. And episode 1 is free, dudes and dudettes.
Yeah, so every Saturday when we have a new episode, the following day on iTunes, you'll be able to buy it.
That's right.
So January 19th is the big premiere. I'm already wearing a dickie and a bow tie and little cuffs right now. How do I look?
You look great.
I'm getting ready, slowly but surely.
That's right.
That's 10 p.m. on Science Channel. Stuff You Should Know, the television show. It's going to be great.
January 19th.
That's no. Right.
All right. Now listener mail?
Yep.
I'm going to call this Mustache Woman. Remember during one of the Movember plugs, I think, said something about, ladies, of course, you don't have a mustache, but blah, blah, blah. It can happen, and this is probably a pretty good podcast to mention this.
Okay.
This is from Kayla. Guys, I was listening to What Will Happen When We Reach the Singularity, and Chuck said, men, I guess women, if you can grow a mustache, more power to you. I immediately stopped the podcast so I could email. I suffer from a condition known as polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, which is a leading cause of infertility and affects about 12% of women. Many women don't know what it is or that they have it, but symptoms include infrequent or no menstruation cycles, acne, weight gain, diabetes, and insulin resistance, and hirsutism?
Hirsutism, yeah.
Which is excess hair.
Yeah.
It can lead to women growing hair where no woman should, on the face, excessive arm hair, legs, and even hair on the nipples. Luckily, I am not affected by this particular symptom, but some women report having to shave several times a day, including sneaking razors into work to shave their faces.
Oh.
Needless to say, this is a devastating reality and can have huge impacts on a woman's confidence and emotional well-being. One lady with PCOS is participating in Movember to raise money for men's health.
That's awesome.
And to promote PCOS awareness.
That is really awesome.
Very cool. So I'd love if you could read this on the air and raise some awareness around this condition. You can find more information through the Polycystic Association of Australia via Twitter, at POSAA. I'm Australian. Please don't do an impersonation.
Are you going to?
No. That's terrible. I would really appreciate the plug. Big fan of you guys. This is Kayla.
Awesome, Kayla. Thank you very much for writing in. And thank you to the woman who grew a mustache for Movember.
That's pretty awesome.
Hats off to you. If you want to let us know about something that we obviously don't know about because we made some weird reference to it, you can tell us all about it on Twitter at SYSK Podcast. You can join us on Facebook.com/StuffYouShouldKnow. And you can send us a good old-fashioned email to StuffPodcast@Discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
The first cell phone was demonstrated in 1973 by Martin Cooper. But you know what wasn't demonstrated? Shared plans. Over 50 years later, you can save on one line, thanks to Visible. It's true. So switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon for just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.